This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, son of a plumber, daddy, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a very special Titan Championship Wrestling edition of the BCP. So excited right now to talk with the head honcho, the CEO over at TCW, ahead of his Saturday, April 17th, TCW Presents Ignition Show, live from the Adrenaline Sports Academy in Toms River, New Jersey. Meet and greet is at 5 p.m., bell time 6 p.m. Tickets are still available. This is an outdoor event where all CDC guidelines will be followed. Get your tickets now. Please welcome to the show my good friend and mentor, Mr. Billy Fetsky. Billy, how are you, man?
Man, I'm doing great, Rob. How are you?
I'm good, man. I wanted to do a good job on that intro so you bring me back on commentary. I don't want to let you down.
You did phenomenal, brother. Man, what a pleasure to be back, man. This is awesome.
We're back, man. We're back. We're back in action. Wrestling is back. And thank you again for the commentary opportunity. I very much appreciate you believing in me, giving me the opportunity, giving me the reps with Marlon and David Adams and all those good people, man. It's really great, man. I love that you believe in people. And right now, the landscape of TCW is definitely changing. We're seeing a lot of new talent come in, man. What's your philosophy here, bringing in all these new guys, including myself?
Well, listen, new faces, man. New year, new faces, new brand, right? I mean, we're trying things new. We're focusing on us. We're focusing on the brand. You know, as far as you, Mr. Rob Williams, I mean, phenomenal. You know, and I seen that in you the first time we even talked, and I'm like, he's going to be a great commentator one day. So, I mean, I'm glad that you're definitely a part of the team. I'm glad you're commentating here full-time, not just Goddesses, but Titan as well. You know, that's an honor and a privilege. But, yeah, man, on the 17th, we've got 9 new faces. Wow. Coming in. You know, we were there at the Super Crazy tryout when they had their tryout camp. Some are coming from there, and some are coming from the one that was in Delaware at the Ultimate Wrestling Academy. So that was, you know. So, man, just giving them new shots, man. It's a good deal.
I love it, man. It's great. And let's talk about Free For All 1 and 2, man. You know, we're kind of in that downtime, kind of that winter vibe. We can't really do the outdoor events in this climate, no pun intended. But we see some of these new faces showing up at Free For All. I was really impressed with Barton. I thought he was great. Big Rock was great. PJ Savage, just a lot of these great, great faces, man, right now. Anyone in particular that's a standout to you right now, or all of them?
All of them. I really, honestly, got all of them. You know, PJ Savage, Chris Barton, Big Rock, Jay Bougie, that was from the very first one. There's really so many more, you know. To hear James, that was at the Super Crazy with Tony Batista. Yeah. So, and obviously the list goes on. And I've got plenty more upcoming as well. So there's more new faces that will be coming in as well. And, they were all standout. They really were. And as far as the free-for-alls, that's not the last year I'll see of them. We're going to actually continue them, and those will be continued at the Ultimate Wrestling Academy in Delaware.
Great, really great triple threat matchup between a lot of those powerhouses. I was really impressed with Chris Barton, like I said. Excited to have him on the BCP next Monday, a week from today, hyping up the show, telling his story. So I think he does a great job. Very excited for that one. But another matchup, oh, it's going to be great. Another matchup that I'm super beyond stoked for. Great job by management. Give yourself a pat on the back here, Mr. Fetsky. Riley Shepard getting the tap on the shoulder as the number one contender for the Goddesses of War Championship against my broadcast partner, friend, who always picks on me for my wardrobe choices, the Vivacious Vicious One, fresh off the Garden State Park sleigh, the Vivacious Vicious Vicky, in what I think may be a show stealer. Now, I know the reasons here, because I believe in Riley very much, having great main events with the likes of Lady Frost, having a great record at Goddesses of War. Why did Riley get the tap on the shoulder here?
Riley... Let me tell you, this match was supposed to happen. I don't know if you recall last year.
Yes.
We were doing a spotlight match out in Pennsylvania. We were doing it for Asylum. And we were going to bring them Vicky versus Riley. That never happened. So to revisit that, and listen, and Riley is just an incredible, incredible athlete. And she's an incredible wrestler. So to revisit that and seeing her work and all that and coming back and, you know, she's full steam ahead. You know what? Let's give it a tap. Let's give it a nod. Let's see what she's got with her and Vicky.
Yeah, that's great. And Vicky, almost half a year now, 6 months, maybe, and counting, holding that Goddesses of War championship, defeating the likes of the Notorious Mimi, Gabby Ortiz, and running through that roster. But I'm going to say, I think Riley has a fighting chance here. No disrespect. This may be my match of the night pick, and this one could go either way for sure. But another match I wanted
to—oh,
yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I'm so pumped for this one. Don't worry, Billy. I'll be impartial as a commentator. I'll be professional, but as a fan, I am hyped for that one. Let's talk about another match, Billy. Another show stealer at Free For All 2, Nikos Rikos, the middleweight champion, taking on our good friend Mr. Rick Recon. And this is going to be a 2 out of 3 falls match. Again, April 17th at Toms River, New Jersey. This is going to be phenomenal. This could be another show stealer. Tell us what management had in mind when making this match.
Well, this has been an ongoing battle between Rick Recon and Nikos Rikos since last year. And it's getting actually frustrated for us. There still hasn't been a winner, a clear winner. You know, standing off of last year where they both pinned each other,
yeah.
You know, and now, you know, we've had interruption after interruption, and then now here it went to 10-minute bell. There really hasn't been a clear winner. So when Nikos Rikos, very frustrated, he smashed our middleweight championship belt,
yeah,
at Free For All 2, he requested that we give him a 2 out of 3. And we're going to give him that 2 out of 3 fall. But, however, breaking news.
Okay.
And we'll do this here first.
Yes.
2 falls is a regular match, regular pinfall. One, you know.
Yeah.
But if it goes to the 3rd fall, it becomes a no-hold barred.
Really? That's our BCP exclusive. Billy, this is why I like you, man. You always give me that exclusive. You knew I was waiting for it, man. Guys, you heard it here first. That 3rd fall, no holds barred. This, again, could be another show stealer that's worth the price of admission tickets available now. Shameless plug. All right, I'm pumped for that one. Now, I got to ask you about the title. Obviously, we saw it smashed to pieces by a very frustrated Nikos Rikos. I had some fan questions, and they were asking, are we going to see a new incarnation of this title because the other one is smashed to pieces? Or are you going to get a glue gun or something?
No, we do have, we got word that Nikos Rikos is debuting his new middleweight championship on the 17th.
Whoa, there it is.
So, you know, we haven't seen it yet either. So we're looking forward for Nikos debuting it. I'm sure being Nikos Rikos had it made, I'm sure it's going to be nice.
Okay. I'm excited to see that. I'm always about those titles and title designs. And here's another fan question. Feel free to no comment on this one, Billy. I know there's a lot of things going on, but I'm also very curious. People are asking, are there going to be, you know, we have the Goddess Championship. We have the Heavyweight Championship. We have that Middleweight Championship. Are there going to be any more championships in the future of Titan Championship Wrestling?
Yes. We'll be working on very soon a very large tag team tournament.
Whoa.
Titan Championship Wrestling tag team title.
Wow.
So that's going to be next.
That is happening, guys. You heard it here. Tag team titles for Titan, and I believe you said a tournament. That's great. I can think of some great teams. I know you guys are working hard on getting some great teams in that, so that's very exciting. But we do have to talk about the TCW heavyweight title match. Steve Monster Mac not taking on Johnny Moran, but he's going to be taking on Fox Vinier instead. Now, we know there's been a little bit of heat between Johnny and Steve here, but we're going with Fox on this one. What was the thought process here?
Fox Vinier, if we go back to the show in Jackson of last year,
yeah,
Fox Vinier carried his weight very well in that Beast Biggest Man match, and he carried his weight very well. So, and Fox Vinier demanded and requested a championship match with Steve Mack. And with the ability of Fox Vinier and the aggressiveness of Fox Vinier, how could you say no? We did grant him the match. So we're excited to see how that pans out. However, Steve Mack is our champion. A year in the making, that was Steve Mack. And, I think Fox Vinier is going to have to give all he's got to pin Steve Mack at the 1-2-3. Everything he's got. So we'll see.
Absolutely. Steve Mack defending that title successfully against our friend Ann Bennett last time in a really, really great match. So now going up against Fox in this one. And Steve Mack saying that he will defend his title, which I really, really admire. So we'll see what's happening moving forward with that. I also want to talk about our good friend, Mr.
Hold on.
Oh, there's more.
I'm going to give you another one.
My God.
Another break-in.
Yes. Exclusive. BCP exclusive.
Special day for this.
My man.
I've got a message.
Oh.
From somebody that's going to shock everybody. And he wants a piece of Steve Mack.
Wow.
And he's not a Titan guy. So, I would definitely pay attention to the Titan Facebook for the upcoming matches, because this one is going to wow everybody.
Whoa, little
from May 15th at Wanted Dead or Alive.
Wow, that's awesome. I don't know if Bon Jovi's hired to play that one or not. He is a New Jersey guy, just saying, Billy. I kid. But that's exciting, and I thank you so much for the exclusives. You know, we're all about it, the shameless promo and the exclusives here on the BCP. But let's talk a little bit about our friend Stan Stiles, who's always, always just a show stealer, a lot of fun, extra creamy, taking on someone who looks very, very familiar, the badass Biker Moose. Tell us about this match and working with our good friend Stan.
Oh, man, good friend Stan. Listen, anything that Stan involves himself in is just extra creamy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Tommy the Moose, Biker Moose, Tiger Moose, every Moose. Moose is like the Ken of wrestling. So you never know what Moose you're going to get.
That's right.
You could dress him any which way you want. And listen, and Moose is a phenomenal athlete. And we're very, very proud to have him a part of Titan and on our team. However, he comes up. He has this Biker Moose, and guess what? From what I understand, this Biker Moose is going to be totally badass.
That's awesome. I'm still waiting for Biker Moose taking on Tiger Moose, if you guys can make that happen sometime in the near future. But I digress. We also have the
Hawk. That's a lot of CGI work, but we can make it happen.
Hey, man, you know what? I'm seeing these boxes showing up at Charlie's house, man. I don't know what's in them. I know you guys got some tricks up your sleeve. I don't know if you guys are building a Titantron or a pyro setup or a... I don't know what... I really know nothing, and you know I've been bugging you guys. No comment here, or do you got anything for us?
No, I've got no comment.
Wow,
there's
that's
so
how
many
you know.
Things that Charlie's working on. You know, if I would give you that exclusive.
That's how you know it's good.
There's so many things he's working on. He starts to tell me, Charlie, I don't even want to know. Because then I just start biting my fingernails. So I'm like, I don't even want to know. Surprise me when you do it. And then he'll send me pictures of boxes, and it's like, I thought you were kidding.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, man, you guys go the extra mile. We have seen 18-wheelers. We've seen limousines. We've seen scaffolds. We've seen pyrotechnics at Titan. I'm very, very excited for the new season. And another fan question here, what can we expect from the new season of Titan Championship Wrestling moving forward?
What you can expect, obviously you can expect that quality pro wrestling, and you can expect that quality storyline that you get out of it, to where, whether it's whether it's a heel moment or a face moment, where you can be emotionally invested. But not only that, but even the, not just the fans, but even us ourselves to be emotionally invested into every single thing that we do. And we've been like really focused on that. That's why April 17th is really focused on us. You know, we love the big names. We love the big TV names. And, you know, we respect them. Hey, listen, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
But we took this moment to just solely focus on us and what and who Titan is. And I believe starting this April 17th and going forward will define that.
Love.
Because there's no stopping.
Very, very well said. And like I told you before the interview, Billy, being very honest with you, I said, hey, I'm taking off the TCW hat. You know, I'm putting on my journalist tie over here. So it's time for the very hard-hitting questions like we always do here on the BCP. I got to ask you, tell us what everyone has been wanting to know, Mr. Fetsky, about the Fun House of Wrestling coming up on April 17th.
Fun House of Wrestling was a dream of Magic. Magic always wanted to start something of his own. And Magic had approached us with the idea that this is going back, I believe, July of last year. And, you know, if you recall, one of the segments on the show that, you know, is where we announced that Funhouse Wrestling will be happening, and we offered everything we possibly could to help make that happen. And, now that Magic's got all his stuff and all the ducks in order, and everybody that's involved in Funhouse has got everything in order, they want to make that special debut match here at Titan Championship Wrestling on April 17th. So we're super excited about having that match, because that's another four new faces that you have not seen here at Titan Championship Wrestling.
I love it. That's great. And I love, you know, the work with the kids. To me, that's a lot of what wrestling is all about. I love seeing, you know, the fans, the kids just enjoy it, get away from this crazy COVID world that we live in, and just, you know, have those daddy-daughter moments, having those family moments, meeting your favorite superstar, seeing them get a big win, man. To me, that's what it's all about, man. I'm a big kid at heart, and I love to see what you guys are doing with the Fun House of Wrestling. I love what you're doing with Titan Kids. Shout out to Bella Falzerano, who is literally putting me and my guys to shame right now. I'm not going to lie.
Oh man, you twisted my arm. Are you trying to get me to give you another exclusive?
I really was just giving Bella props, but if you have something for me, Billy, we are all about the exclusives here on the BCP. What do you got? My man.
Well, Bella has been doing such an incredible job.
Yeah.
Obviously with Kim, her mom, and the whole Falzerano family, but Bella has been doing such an incredible job that we were given the opportunity on Mod5 TV to put a kids section on there where the show itself, that now Bella and a partner will be doing their own kids version of commentary from a kids perspective point of view, we're still doing the interviews and everything totally separate from what we're doing, that you'll actually be able to, from a kid's perspective, listen to them speaking about the matches and the events.
That's awesome. First of all, I was already nervous for Bella taking my job, but now it's just, you know, it's a certainty. Bella's taking over for me. I'm just keeping this chair warm for her. They're going to kill it. No, all joking aside, though, I'm very excited for that. That's great for the kids and very unique perspective. I think that's really, really great job by Titan and Mob5 TV, shameless promo. That's amazing, man. I really love that, man. And thank you for the exclusive. Real quick, going over the match card real quick of guys and get your tickets now. Of course, Ignition April 17th in Toms River, New Jersey. Tickets are available now at titan-championshipwrestling.com. Get your tickets now. We also have the TCW Hardcore Championship match on the line. Waylon Cage will be defending against John West. We have a Haas battle. Craig Steele, Wrecking Ball, Ligursky in action. I hope you've reinforced the ring for that one, Mr. Fetsky. We have Blaze Haram. Oh, it's going to be great. Blaze Haram versus Merc in a flag match. Tell us about this concept. I love it.
Actually, this was Blaze's idea, and we were a little nail-biting on this one. Blaze has really been teetering that line.
Yeah.
Of what's being uncomfortable for us, and what we, in our opinion, is uncomfortable for the fans.
I saw a fireball in the ring, Billy. That was crazy, man.
Yeah, I mean the devastating blows that he was giving to Magic.
Yeah.
To the point where, you know, Magic had to see a doctor. I mean, I don't know if Blaze is becoming reckless or not. We have our eyes on this.
Yeah.
We just hope he doesn't go over the line.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Very smart and good move by you guys keeping an eye on that. Blaze very much towing that line right now as a fan, you know, I just don't like seeing this from Blaze, but as a commentator, I will be impartial and call it right down the middle. But we'll see what happens moving forward. That should be very, very interesting. And there's just like a lot of great matches on this card, Billy. I'm super excited for you. But I do have to ask, you know, for me, a lot of it started with Goddesses of War, which in my mind is just such a phenomenal, unique, amazing brand with these amazing just women and humans that mean so much to me and are the superstars of tomorrow. Goddesses of War, will it be back in 2021?
Goddesses will definitely be back in 2021. But not only will it be back, but it also has somebody that's going to be very involved with it as well to push the brand even further. And the very first Goddess is back, which we are working on currently, that's going to be mind-blowing. Really mind-blowing. It's going to be a phenomenal event.
Okay, good. I won't press you anymore. I pressed you enough in this interview, man. I know I'm so hard-hitting. But, I mean, this was really great, Billy. Thank you so much for a few minutes of your time kind of helping me go over the card here. Again, Johnny Yeager will be in action. Anthony Gangone will be returning to Titan in action. He is a guest next week on the BCP. We'll be hyping the event. Billy, anything you want to say to the fans who are thinking about coming out to this safe, socially distanced outdoor event April 17th in Toms River, New Jersey?
Absolutely. I mean, hey, you come out to Titan Championship Wrestling, where quality matters. Get that quality professional wrestling. We give you everything, and you know, including the Titans and Goddesses, that you know, put everything into their matches, and it's for the whole family entertainment, and we hope to see you there.
Love it. Billy, thank you so much. I know you're working hard. I know you're on the road. Thank you so much for making the time for me like you always do. Thank you so much on a personal level for believing in me and giving me the opportunity to do something that I never knew I really wanted to do, but something I love. I love learning from David Adams. I love learning from you and Marlon and all the great people over at TCW. I'm very appreciative of the opportunity, very appreciative of TCW, very appreciative of your time, and just stay safe out there. Thank you so much, sir.
I will, and thank you, Rob. Believe me, thank you, man. You're gonna take this to other heights, and you know what? I'm like super excited, and I'm proud of you. I'm very supportive of you, and I think you know you're gonna go a long way in this business, man.
I appreciate it, man. Once Vicky approves of my dress code, then I'll know I finally made it. So there you go.
I don't think you'll ever get that.
There it is. All right, guys, get your tickets now. April 17th for Ignition TCW in Toms River, New Jersey at titan-championipwrestling.com. Billy, thanks so much for a few minutes of your time. And like it's an honor, man. Thank you so much. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We're out. Peace.
Bye-bye.